Good morning, everybody. Welcome to day five of my mowathon. I'm in a hotel room, so no noisy engine in the background. Before I start, I'd like to welcome Dublin City FM 103.2, The Soz Show, who will be featuring the mowathon this Friday afternoon, live at 3 p.m., with Peter Donegan and Brian Green. They're going to be featuring the trip and next Friday as well, I believe. So, hello to all the listeners of the Sod Show. I hope you enjoy my exploits. And if there's any gardeners and landscapers in Ireland, and we have members already on the Landscape News Network, then we'd be pleased for you to come over and join the network and build a presence in Ireland too. So day five, it's really not a lot of travel today. I'll be leaving the hotel very shortly to go to a dealership where we have some media planned. Will be some interviews, I think some meeting some journalists, the president of Artesia, Patrick Vives, and the local dealer or the local area manager Nicola, who I had a pleasant meal with last night as well. Fantastic food in a French restaurant in the centre of Caen, just underneath the castle that was built by William the Conqueror. After today's events, I will be going on to Brittany Ferries, and I believe it's yet to be confirmed that I'll be on the 11:30 ferry out of Caen to arrive at 6:37 in Portsmouth, and then we start with some media before I resume travel up through England and Scotland. Timing wise, difficult to say. It's going to be at least 5 days in Scotland. Well, 5 to 7 days, probably seven or more. So watch this space. It depends on the weather, depends on the speed, depends how tall the mountains are in Scotland. But I'm thoroughly looking forward to it and meeting some of the of our new network members who will be joining me for parts of the trip in different various places, and meeting some of the people that have helped with the expenses, which I'm extremely grateful for. So I'll update a bit later on with what's going on, hopefully a few pictures. I hope to do a little interview with Patrick Vives, just to get his take on the Landscape Juice Network and what we're doing. I think you'll find it very fascinating, and what he told me last night and how they got involved, and Les Malin, and of course Neil, who's a technician who works in Artesia UK, both very enthusiastic about the network and what it means to them as an organisation. So we'll hopefully be able to talk a bit about that. Anyway, I've got to go. I've got to be on my machine and away in a minute, and I look forward to talking to you later. Bye for now.